Kristen Siegel in the morning with Petch and Amy.
I believe in a lot of hippie kind of stuff that doesn't have any actual scientific proof that it works. I smudge my apartments when I move in there. I get my bundle of dried sage and say some stupid chant thing and it makes me feel better.
And I'll never forget. And this is good. We're going to talk about Paula because this vision board thing is what night thing that she's came up for this workplace. But I remember being at her house once and she was having like this massive big like tidy up exercise, and I've never seen this done before, and all of a sudden some dude's walking through her house with this burning piece of wood, and I'm like, what's going on here? Because I'd never seen that before, and that's when she said that's it.
It's smudging. It clears out negative energy. It actually makes it neutral energy. It doesn't put positive energy in it.
All right, okay.
I guess it just kind of clears out all energies, so you can instill your own energy into your living space. So now they do vision boards, which I've seen done. I never put one together. I never looked at what it was, but we get an email from Paula yesterday. She's hosting a vision board workshop here at work in a few weeks, which we're going to go to. I signed you up for.
Thanks for that.
We're going because I want to know what, and I want to know if you have a vision board, if it's worked for you, what you've put on it, or is it mind over matter? Because I'm a mind over matter person. If you tell me something works, just like the smudging of apartments, that's not proven. It just, it makes me, I believe it, so it works for me.
Hi, you go 97.7. You're live on the air. Who's this? Hello? Nope, okay. For me, it looks like it's just a new way of, like, scrapbooking. That's what it kind of looks like.
Well, you're supposed to put things that you aspire for, your goals and your aspirations you put on a board, and that they're... The idea behind it is that if you picture, it'll motivate you, and when it puts it on the forefront of your mind so that you work to obtain those things. Whatever it is, it shouldn't just be... It shouldn't just be things, though. It shouldn't just be materialistic things like you want a yacht. It should also be, they say your vision board should focus on how you want to feel as well.
So, like, if you scroll through, not just Facebook, but if you go through, like, Facebook and Instagram, and you see people, like, posting these kind of, like, inspirational quotes.
Fitness goals, relationship goals.
Yeah, so it's kind of a little bit like that, but putting it all on a board. Because I did a little bit of research about it, because I know nothing about this kind of stuff. And they say that what you should do, you should set the mood before you start doing it.
Okay, so you can't just hunker down with a stack of magazines while you watch Jeopardy.
No, they tell you that. Well, that's good you mentioned that, because they say the first thing that you should do is turn that TV off and then turn on some relaxing music, light a candle, and then clear your space. See, it all sounds kind of hippie-ish to me.
It is a little bit hippie.
Yeah.
It might be. This is something that I would do. I'm not embarrassed to say that I smudge my apartment at all. I'll talk to you about it. I'll see if I can find the saying that I say as I do it. I don't know. I have it written down on an index card somewhere. But this is something that somebody walked into my apartment and I had this board and it's just skinny. It's just Jennifer Lopez. Like, what is this? That's my vision board. I want to be Jennifer Lopez. Yeah. I would be embarrassed that somebody saw my vision board. I want to know if you have a vision board, though. 424-1234, what you have on it. Do you just have materialistic things? Do you have, because it says if you want to feel confident or secure, you should all, you have include feelings as well.
Okay.
You know, excited or...
So when you obviously are making me go to this, you're then in turn not going to make me do one of these, are you?
What are we going to sit there and do?
Oh, I thought you just made me just sit there so I can just see.
It's 2 hours, Pet.
How long?
It's from 10 to noon.
What day is it?
It's on Friday, March 8th.
I'm busy on Fridays.
Oh, yeah. Like, what do you have to do? Sorry to hold you. Sorry to have to stay at work until noon. Like, you barely do anything. Shut up and sit down. Get your coffee and make a vision board.
Oh, well.